Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, everyone. Locally grown radio here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. You have your host, James J. here at 7:27 on the clock. I'm joined by Seth Habagger.
Good morning, everyone.
And we have Beth Habagger with us.
Good morning.
Good morning, Beth. It's good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
So we apologize. Looked like we were off air there. So we're going to do that all over again, gang.
Okay. We had rehearsal.
Right. Take two.
Yeah, we had a rehearsal. We got a bunch of fun things lined up for you this morning. We are going to get into, of course, our weekend events. We've got some fun stuff going on this weekend with FRM Fest. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that and looking forward to it. So 7 o'clock hour, we're going to do our National Day of Calendar after Melissa's news. Okay. We will then, of course, have in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by the Weather Eye Weather Center to kick things off.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
We'll get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club for the whole weekend.
Yep.
And we will touch on, of course, making you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Got a fun one lined up for you there. 9 o'clock hour, Brad Jansen coming in here with FRM Fridays, final one of the season.
Wow.
Excellent.
Which is a perfect preview of course, FRM Fest.
Yep.
Yes.
Which us, along with our sister station, WIRI 105.5, are going to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Looking forward to all that. In the 9 o'clock hour, we will have Brad joining us and rocking us into our, and grooving us into our weekend.
Yep.
Some great country tunes. In Morning Magazine today, we wrap up the week catching up with the United Way. We have Terry Johnson with us. The United Way have been up to a bunch of great things. I encourage you to go to their website, uswswac.org, and be listening at 10:06 for that interview. And then in part two, we wrap up the week with our friends from the Historic Point Boss. We have President Tina Crummel, Don Matthews, and Mike Hittner in with us.
Very cool.
Yeah, looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. On our station this weekend, tonight, Seth, we have a great football game lined up.
We do, starting at, it's a little earlier today, just to remind everyone, 4:50 is the pregame, and then 5 o'clock will be the kickoff for the Assumption football game. They're hosting Marathon today. Randy and Don will be on the call for that one tonight. And then check us out tomorrow at 12:30. Wisconsin football is back. They're playing Washington State on Saturday. We have a chock-a-block full day tomorrow on both of our stations.
Yeah,
so
this
weekend, we got tons going on. So stay tuned, everybody.
Very excited about it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we were talking about was kind of previewing some of the fun things that came up in conversation with one of our owners, Mike, yesterday.
Yeah,
and
right.
Of course, Mike, you can hear in Devil's Advocate Radio this afternoon. Encourage you to check it out. Mm-hmm. Enjoy what Mike does. Mm-hmm. And Mike and I got into a good discussion about a number of things we want to do here at the station.
Yeah.
One of them is, of course, you know, highlighting our original content and promoting those more. We have a podcast that we're doing podcasts now.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
We're going to talk to Seth a little bit later about that and the work he's been doing behind the scenes with it. And one of the other things Mike asked me to do was be a little more, and not opinionated, but to stand on an opinion from time to time.
Right.
We choose our battles wisely around here, and I don't.
Yeah.
I feel like if you get bent out of shape over every single thing, then what? How much can everything mean?
Right.
It loses some of its. Yeah,
I
agree.
If you say I love you every 5 seconds, how much does it mean?
It
starts to lose its meaning.
Yeah.
So I will do this from time to time, like I believe I kind of always have, but
I would agree, actually. Yeah.
But one of the things that we're going to actually test this out now.
All right.
Because now I already did this once. And see if I'm just as passionate and as I am.
Do it again.
Yes.
Yesterday, UW students and personnel came to school and found written on the concrete in front of the building a bunch of anti-Semitic terms and words and different things. And I talked to my sister, who lives in Madison, about this, who was a little taken back by it.
Of course.
Rightly so.
And some students from over there who I've talked to before at different times. And this kind of stuff for my people, for ethnic people, is nothing new. It is really since the dawn of history, this has happened, and this has been something we've dealt with. My statement on this is, to the people that do these things, why are you hiding?
Mm-hmm.
What are you hiding from?
Mm-hmm.
If you feel strong enough to stand by these things and these silly, cowardly anti-Semitic terms or racist terms or anti-feminism terms, any of this stuff, why do you hide?
Mm-hmm.
I walk around every day with a Star of David on my arm. Right. I don't know a single Jewish person who does not wear their Judaism on their, you know, on their sleeve, essentially. We don't hide what we are. We're very open to what we are. I have been very honest about all the Jews in the world. Every other month we get together in a meeting and we discuss things. And at these discussions, we always laugh at the idea that we control politics or money or media or any of these things.
Right.
First off, that's a big job, and we don't have the time for that.
Seriously?
Have you seen how many holidays we have?
Oh, yeah.
We got way too much to do.
All you're doing is either
celebrating,
prepping for holidays, celebrating, or cleaning up from holidays. That's all you're doing.
It's literally, that's it. That's all we do is Jews. That's it. So we have no time for that stuff. But in all seriousness, when I'm talking to these kids yesterday, I'm reminded of something that happened to me when I was 16. I used to be a part of these unity speeches, and me, along with five other people, had a focus of what we spoke on. And I spoke about gang violence and stuff that was going on in my neighborhood. And during this speech, the chapter of Chicago or Illinois or whatever of the KKK showed up. And I had this gentleman, had to be about 30 years my senior, very, very bad breath. spit when he talked, and I know that because he was. I was closer to him than I am to Beth right now,
and that's pretty close.
And
and I remember looking him in the eyes after his. He's holding a Bible and he's spitting at me and he's telling me this and that and my people are going to burn in hell and all this and I'm thinking in my head, well, Jews don't believe in hell, so I'm
kind of a moot point.
You know, it's just a word to us. And that's not all Jews, but some Jews.
I know what you're saying.
But I remember saying to him, well, then how do you feel that the thing you're holding right there, the guy that you look up to, the guy that you embed, had hair of sheep's wool and skin of bronze? That's what it says in that book.
That's
not my words. That's the Bible. I didn't write that. And he had no backing to that. He could not come back to that. All he did was call me the K word, and that was it. And I'm reminded of that, and I bring that up. For one, to give you an example of what we deal with, just a little bit. I was 16 when that happened. But also that we ain't going anywhere. Like that, we're not only are we not going anywhere, but the people that got our back aren't going anywhere.
Exactly.
And as we are celebrating the Queen's legacy today, her actions during World War II are noted to me and to many others. At a time when there was not. She did not have the backing of the world. They were very alone in their fighting of Nazism and everything. A lot of the world wasn't taking it as serious as they were. And we'll touch on that in a moment. But it just reminds me of the strongest thing in the universe is the human spirit. And we're not going anywhere. So I ask you, where are you? If you're going to do these things, own them.
Right.
I'm just saying that. I know that there are laws that can be broken and all this stuff and everything. If you mean what you're doing, what do you care? What is breaking a law? You know, you're not going to be killed. They're not going to kill you for it.
No.
So why aren't you owning this?
Well,
why are you hiding?
Correct me if I'm wrong here, gentlemen, but isn't one of the laws of the land that you have freedom of religion?
Yeah.
So that anybody can worship the way that they want to worship?
Absolutely.
It's very true.
Yeah. So why are you condemning one people because they're not worshiping the same way you are? That's the whole reason that we have what we have.
Exactly.
Yeah. And as I was mentioning the Queen, to wrap this up so we can get to Melissa's news and get back to a little bit of our regular schedule here, we did want to mention the Queen. That I think that. I think it's noteworthy for a lot of reasons. I did have a student yesterday, kind of like one of these kids that's got a rebel against everything.
Yeah, right.
like he had no real point or reason of it or anything. But so, well, didn't we move away from England to do that?
Yeah.
And to him, I felt that that's all the more reason that we honor her today. I don't dismay that to any Americans that feel that way, to each their own and everything. I don't think that this is a mandatory thing. I will say the first thing I thought of was what the Queen did during World War II. She was a mechanic during World War II. She was literally on the front lines. She saw battle. We've had presidents, congressmen, senators, representatives that have never stepped a foot on the battlefield that have no idea that, what it's like to serve for our armed services.
Mm-hmm.
That woman did.
Oh, yeah.
That woman did it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, so for me, that alone, along with the other 70 years that she has accomplished, the fact that every young woman that was born in the United Kingdom was born in a land that when she looked up, the highest person in the land was a woman.
Absolutely.
She had that to look up to.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
We are working to get better as a society of chewing gum and walking at the same time, of the negative column and the positive column.
Yeah.
You know, she's got her negative stuff.
Right.
The whole entire country of England has its negative stuff.
We know that.
Go ahead and talk to India.
Yeah.
You know? Well, she was queen, but she was still human.
Yeah, exactly.
I believe that her positives outweigh her negatives, mm-hmm. and her as a human being deserves some noteworthy, because mm-hmm. I also think of during 9/11, she broke protocol and played our national anthem on their country, on their soil, mm-hmm. during their parade and all that.
Right.
Whereas that was she took heat for that for 10 years from Parliament,
yeah.
and she got a lot, but she did it because she believed in showing that she had our back, that they mm-hmm. had our back,
right.
at our times, our country's darkest hour.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think all of that alone is pretty good reason to, along
Absolutely.
With the fact that Elizabeth held the throne for 70 years.
Wow.
And she was the longest serving female of state in history, in not just in England's history, in history.
Anyone.
No woman mm-hmm. has served their country that longer than she did. She was also the longest reigning British monarch, assumed the throne in February of 1952 when she was 25.
Wow.
My God.
There you go.
Yeah.
Job's yours.
I was sleeping in at 25.
Yeah, I like your way.
Well, and good for her for being so loyal to have that role for 70 years.
Yeah. That's true. She could have, at any point, she could have said, you know, I want to retire, and
yep.
you can do that.
Yep.
But yeah.
Yeah.
If you did not notice, an hour before her passing was announced, there was a double rainbow over Buckingham Palace.
That's cool.
And
that's cool.
Even my scientific brain can't argue with that. That's just cool. That there are no coincidences. That's a beautiful
That's
thing.
Neat. Yeah.
Yep.
We will take a break right here. We'll play Melissa's news. We'll come back and get into a National Day of Calendar on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Hope you guys are having a good one out there. Thank you for waking up with us here at WFHR. Beth, Seth, and James here with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it is time for us to take a look at our National Day
All
of
right.
Calendar.
What are we doing today?
It is September 9th, 2022, and is National Moth Week.
Okay. Moth Week.
Yeah.
National Moth.
All right.
On a Friday? Okay.
Friday to Friday.
Oh, it's Friday to Friday.
Friday.
Oh,
I see. Friday
wow.
to Friday.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, we got it for the
That's
next week.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Moths do eat a lot of insects for us and everything.
They also eat a lot of clothing, James.
Very true.
Only
very
certain true. Types of moths. Come on now.
They definitely they have a the Mothman. That's all I got on moths. That's it.
Is the Mothman? Oh man.
I'm gonna get a ton of emails from the moth community today that I didn't talk about them enough, and I understand that. I apologize.
Well, it's amazing the different sizes of moths you can find. I mean, they come from like the gnat size all the way mm-hmm. up to like almost
really big ones, yeah.
yeah.
Steak, what is that? Steak au poivre?
Boy, my French is not good, but yeah.
Yeah?
Steak au poivre.
It looks good. The picture they have
it
looks
look
pretty
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yummy. I like this next one.
Yeah, National, wine and schuzel day?
Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel. That's right. W's got to be V's.
We
yes.
do have a German yes. in the room,
yes.
so yeah.
Wiener Schnitzel. Yes. Ah. Yes.
It's very tasty, by the way.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it
Especially
is.
If you're in Germany and you have actual German.
Actual German Wiener Schnitzel.
It is
yeah.
Phenomenal.
That I would like to try. That oh. I feel like that is the way I gain weight. Is going
there
to,
you go.
To Europe and trying all yes. the real
right,
foods
so
over there.
So everybody, we're going to set up a PayPal. Whatever to send James over.
Boy, even
go fund me.
Even I would take that vacation.
yeah.
Yeah,
France, Italy. We'll get you to all the good eating
there you
places.
Go.
Yeah,
I'm out the door. Like yeah. It is a wonderful weirdos day.
It's a day for Seth.
Yeah.
Hey, what?
Seth, this is our day.
But you're
this
my
is,
weirdo. I love you.
This is our day, Seth. This is
wonderful.
Nothing's quite as dull as being normal, boring, and average or typical. Celebrate being weird and celebrate the weirdos in the world on this wonderful Weirdos Day.
Wow. Mm.
And I got a little bit of an interesting fact here about this day, you guys.
Okay.
Literally everybody can celebrate this
Absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely.
You're right.
We're all weird.
We are.
We're all weird. There is bound to be one person right now shaking their head, listening to their radio. No, I am not weird. I'm not weird. And I ask you, sir or madam, what kind of socks you got on? What does a shirt look like that you got on? I bet you it looks different than anybody else. I bet you you chose that for a reason. We all have weird tendencies.
We do.
Yeah, you and Melissa were talking about what is normal. You ask 1,000 people what normal is, and you get 1,000 different answers. Mm-hmm. So that means if you're not normal, you're weird, right? So we're all weird. Embrace it.
I come back to what my father would tell me as a young man going onto the L train or taking public transportation in Illinois. Jimmy, there's always one weirdo on the bus. And if you don't find him, chances are you're probably the weirdo. Yeah. It's probably you.
I like the addendum on there. That's really nice.
With my father. My Nana would call me her king because I was the first male born on that side.
Yep.
My dad would lean over and say, "Actually, Jimmy, you're more of a knight."
He didn't call you a rook.
Yeah, that's true.
We are all what Sam the Eagle called us. You're all a bunch of weirdos.
Yes.
Sam the Eagle.
Yes. I just want everybody to know that I'm normal.
National Teddy Bear Day.
Aww.
This is one that we used to celebrate all the time around here. Carl and Pam collect teddy bears, Aww. And that's they would great. Usually Pam bring one in. She may do that again today, but I don't want her to feel like she has to, especially if she is on her way here now without one.
Yes.
Turning around.
Please don't do that, Pam. It's okay. We'll be all right today. Maybe Monday we can bring them in.
There you go.
It's an ideal time to get together with others for a teddy bear's favorite activity, teddy bear's picnic. This was written in 1907, shortly after teddy bears were first manufactured in Europe and America. The American toy bears were named, of course, after Teddy in honor of President Theodore Roosevelt, one of my favorite presidents.
Yeah.
I love learning new things about Theodore Roosevelt. It's teddy bears. They're great.
Yeah.
Teddy bears are awesome.
Yeah.
Stuffed animals are awesome.
Teddy bears
have Everybody watch Paddington Bear today.
That song is going to be in my head now.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. And it's International Sudoku Day.
Oh.
All right. Love Sudoku.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
Yeah.
I haven't played it in a long time, but while many believe that Sudoku is a game that has ancient roots in Asia, the game is actually a fairly modern invention. In the late 1700s, a Swiss mathematician Leonard Euler invented a similar game that was called Latin Squares. The difference is that the game was not subdivided into blocks of nine at the time.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Almost 200 years later, Howard Garnes, a freelance puzzle inventor from Cornville, Indiana, submitted his puzzle to an American puzzle magazine called Dell Pencil Puzzles and World Games. Still get their articles. Great magazine.
Yeah.
I have no idea. No, I don't.
They're still around, yeah.
I thought so. The puzzle called Number Place was first published in 1979 in a book of random and various puzzles.
That's so cool.
Huh.
Wow.
I wasn't sure about the history of it, but I will be honest. I did think it was deeper than that. I didn't think it went even farther back than that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool, actually. And if you are a fan of that game, not that you need an excuse to play it, but today's a great day to be able to pull that one out.
Yeah.
We'll take a break right there, but enjoy these days, and we'll come back and have some more fun. We're going to get into something Kellogg's is asking us to do. We're going to get into that coming up on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Beth, Seth, and James here with you. Hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. In the 8 o'clock hour, we will kick things off with Merriam-Webster adding 370 new words into their list.
I love it.
Touch on that. We will also, of course, get into celebrating you with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Mm-hmm.
A little later than that, we'll make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. The three of us are going to play a famous TV theme song. You call up, get the question right, and you'll win some concrete mixers to value baskets from our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Mm-hmm. And a good morning to them.
Yeah.
Looking forward to all that. And, of course, we kick off the hour next hour being joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Yes.
Looking forward to
Love it.
It's going to be fun.
Yay.
Right now, this is interesting. I'm kind of curious to know. Now, one of the things that I was touching on earlier was that when we have the technology, we're going to start taking more calls from the audience.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And having a little more interaction with you guys out there. This is something we've wanted to do for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Just something that, personally, I don't hate Howard Stern. I don't mind Howard Stern, actually. I'm not talking about when he goes blue and everything, but a lot of what he has done with his career I admire, and I think it's very brave and smart and game-changing what he has done.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things he has done, too, though, is in the early days especially, he didn't really want to use a drop mic. He didn't want to have a delay. He wanted people to be able to just, like, really, like, real radio, where you're just going right on the air. And it was very successful, and it still is very successful. But even he eventually had to have a drop, mic not be... Mm-hmm. You need a delay.
Right. You need a delay, yeah.
Out of 10 callers, 9 of them are going to be great. It's the one guy that calls up, baba booey, says the swear word, and all of us lose our jobs.
Yeah, right.
And I'm not letting that happen on my watch. But we are looking forward to taking more of your calls and interacting, and this is one of those topics I would love to have heard from you guys on. So feel free to email me, james@wfhr.com. This is kind of a brilliant marketing idea, even if it doesn't really make a huge difference. Kellogg's just dropped some advice on how to make your sugary breakfast cereal healthier. Just buy a second box of cereal that's healthy and mix the two.
What?
Brilliance. Yeah. I mean, not like Kellogg's makes more money from this. Wait a minute. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Oh, yeah.
They have a vested interest in this? Oh, I am bitter now.
They put out a press release like telling people to try some cereal mashups where you take an unhealthy cereal and mix it with a healthier one, and boom, you're kind of being healthy. Their words.
I'm impressed that they claim that there are unhealthy cereals.
That's true.
They're actually stating and claiming, we make some cereals that are not so healthy.
They've been selling actual cereals called mashups for a few years, but they're things like Frosted Flakes with Apple Jacks and not supposed to be healthy. Here are three ideas that they came up with and claim are healthier.
Okay.
Frosted Cinnabran. Cinnamon French Toast flavored Frosted Flakes mixed with Raisin Bran. Raisin Bran is supposed to be the healthy one, even though it actually has more calories and more sugar.
Because they put sugared raisins in the Raisin Bran.
Kellogg's, what are you doing?
Oh, boy. How about this one? OG Wheats.
OG Wheats.
Sup, OG Wheats here. OG Wheats got something for you, everybody.
That is the corniest.
I'm talking Frosted Mini Wheats mixed with Special K, y'all.
You gotta work on your hip-hop James.
I'm purposely trying to do it very like one of the Kellogg's executives would be announcing this.
Would be hilarious.
I didn't want to announce the character. I was hoping it would sell itself, but it didn't. I didn't do it well enough.
Snoopo's is already out there. Don't need...
OG Wheats is one of the worst, most cringy things I've ever heard in my life.
That is really bad. You
worst
are so right,
rapper
man.
Name ever.
Yes, it is. I love the idea of some rapper sitting at home, like, hearing this.
Yeah.
Oh!
That's it!
That took my name! That was my name! Oh! Now what am I going to be? How about OG Twisty Krispies?
What?
Try that one out. Nobody's taking that. The last one on this list, Twisty Krispies. It is Cocoa Krispies with regular Rice Krispies. Like, wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh. What's happening at Kellogg's? Do we need to call them?
I'll be completely honest. I love Apple Jacks. I love Frosted Flakes.
Yep.
Half my body weight is cereal.
Right.
I owe Kellogg's a lot of, like, cred here and everything, but I got to call them out on this one. They are really, like, whatever you spent on the marketing campaign, guys, you are not making your money back on this one. This is silliness personified.
Oh, goodness.
Has anybody else done that, though, before, where you've mixed cereals? When I was I was like 19, 20, my first apartment, and when you go on your first grocery shopping thing, of course you don't get any of the things that you should be getting. I'm buying boxes of cereal and donuts and chocolate milk and all this stuff. It basically was like if a 15-year-old had gotten independence is what it was like.
That's what you're going to get in your shopping cart.
I'm at the grocery store, and at the time I worked at when it was Cops, I worked there, and I'm looking at and I got the Cocoa Krispies, or I got Cocoa Pebbles, which was my go-to. Mm-hmm. It's not anymore, but it used to be my go-to. And I see the Cocoa Krispies. I'm like, I got a brilliant idea here. I'm going to change the game of cereal forever, and I'm going to mix these two. And I did. I still have gotten the taste out of my mouth. this is 20 plus years ago, and it's still like the horror. My taste buds.
The right cereals, James.
I had taste buds that retired that day. They like, I'm done. They gave me their resume. Their 2 weeks notice. Nope. They left. I still haven't seen them since. Yeah. I don't know what happened to them. It's a fun. I think actually with Fruity Pebbles and Cocoa Krispies or some kind of combination that, it might have been better.
It was the peanut butter balls that you could get before they had Reese's then the Cocoa Puffs. Your peanut butter cup.
See, now that's not bad.
Two great flavors that go better together, right?
Yeah. I don't mind the mashup idea.
Yeah.
Just
it's got to be the right.
Well, be honest about it. You know, don't try to
sneak it by us. Yeah.
Yeah, especially nowadays when I don't know many people who don't pick something up, especially a first-time item, and turn it around and look at the ingredients right away. They're not healthy.
The opposite direction. They should have said, here's how to make your healthier cereal taste better.
Add a little bit
of this unhealthiness, and you still get some of the health benefits without it tasting terrible.
We're doing a better job than the marketers at Kellogg's right now.
That's, and by the way, that's a Hall of Fame mom right there making a power pivot move that only moms know how to master so well. Very well done, Beth. Nicely done. Never get into politics, Beth. Please. Yeah. Please never. Use your powers for good. Please.
Yes, please.
I'll do my best.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun on Mornings on WFHR.